Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you. Thank you for joining me this week on We Sing Our Faith. And you know, this past week, as Kurt and I were talking about, what do we want to share this week? You know, because there is such a bounty of grace in our Catholic faith and so many incredible artists who share their journey and their love of our faith through their music. And this past week, we celebrated the beautiful feast days of Mama Mary, where she was assumed into heaven and then crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. And you know, it's just kind of come to my attention over the last, I don't know, couple of months, where there's this heightened kind of, I don't know, I'm finding a bit of aggravation almost with so many people who are claiming that Catholics worship Mary. To make it very clear, we do not worship her, but we love her. And I know that, you know, May and October are traditionally set aside to give that special honor to Mary because God honored her first. You know, she was chosen above all people to be the bearer of the Christ, and not just the bearer of the Christ, but one of her names is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. And I know I've mentioned this before on the program, and if you've ever been to one of my parish missions, you know how much I go deep into the life of Mary. And that word conceived, that she conceived and bore the Christ, the intimate union that she has with the Holy Spirit, with God our Father and Jesus Christ, it's amazing. And so this past week, I changed my Facebook image, the little background on Facebook, where the Trinity is crowning her as she enters into heaven. And I had a little bit of a lashback from a few people. They're like, why is she getting a crown? Who does she think she is that she deserves a crown? And you know, it's funny. The song, The Old Rugged Cross, that is loved by so many people, there is that line in it, in that refrain that says, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. If human beings who love the Lord and journey close to Jesus think that someday we are going to lay down our cross and be crowned victorious in heaven, that we've entered into our life as a saint, why wouldn't we think that Mary, above all, deserves that crown? So today we're going to do a Mary episode. I know we are not in one of the traditional Marian months, but in my heart, every month belongs to Mary because God has given us our mama, our beautiful, incredible Mama Mary to journey with us, to love us, and to stand in the gap to help bring us home to her son. So we're going to begin today with Chris Padgett and his beautiful song, Mary's Son.
Your face is smooth, you look so young. Surely you're not the one. And your mother's here, your father's there. We know where you are from. And everybody knows you're Mary's son, Mary's son. And everybody knows that just won't sell. Move on.
time has gone. You're not what's hot anymore. And everybody knows you're Mary's son, Mary's son. And everybody knows that just won't sell. You must move on now.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for being a man of God and having a heart for our sweet Mama Mary. And how much I love her, how much I love to journey with her. And when I think of Mary's life and the way that each of us is called to be holy, that we are called to be holy. This past week, I had the privilege of having dinner with Father Larry Richards when I was in Silvis, Illinois. And it was so funny when I heard him speak on that Friday night before Kitty Cleveland and I did the 2-day mission there. And I love his phrase where he says, be a saint or go to hell. I mean, think about it. That's our choice, right? We either spend eternity in heaven someday as a saint, or we spend eternity in hell. And how marvelous that Mary really can teach us the way to hold tight to her son, to hold and draw close to him. And so a few years ago, when I was working on the project, Lend Me Your Heart, I wrote the song, Held Within Your Heart, because Mary gives us such a great example that we may not be spared the sorrows of life. And in fact, if we claim the name Christian, why would we expect anything less than what she and those first apostles and the apostles who followed, the disciples who followed after, why would we think that our life would be any less painful? Jesus didn't say he would spare us pain, but he did say that he would bring us to him when we offer our life to his honor and glory. That's what this song, Held Within Your Heart, is all about. Mary saw it all. She experienced all of it. And she held those teachings of Christ deep within her heart until she was assumed into heaven and crowned Queen of the Universe. The song from your host, Julie Carrick, Held Within Your Heart.
Who could you go to? Who could you tell your story to? Who could ever, 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 ever comprehend the life that he'd prepared for you to live? And there it was in front of you. You heard, you saw, you knew. And all of this you held within your heart.
do love her so much. I love her. I do not worship her, but I love her. And there's another wonderful artist by the name of Danielle Rose, and she has taken this beautiful prayer written by St. Bernard of Clairvaux, the Memorare. Oh, how Bernard loved Mama Mary as well. And the beautiful melody and the way that Danielle sings this lovely prayer is where we want to go to next today. There is something tender and beautiful knowing that this song was written by a man, and yet men and women and children alike can pray this prayer, knowing that Mama Mary is so close to the heart of Jesus, that she literally resides with him in heaven, interceding for the rest of us, and truly cares about each one of us, her children. So let's take the next few minutes as Danielle sings for us Memorare, and let's bring our concerns to Mama Mary, asking her to intercede on our behalf.
Remember, O most gracious Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection implored thy help or sought thine intercession.
Lovely and tender way, as today we honor Mama Mary. The next artist that I want to go to is a friend, Jesse Menabusin. It was so fun early this year as one of my grandsons, Zuri, was confirmed, made First Communion, and we had that incredible celebration. And the same day that he was in these beautiful sacraments during Mass, receiving the powerful grace of these sacraments, our daughter Heidi was giving birth to our newest grandchild. And she couldn't be at St. Patrick's that day. She couldn't be there because she was kind of busy becoming mama again as she was giving birth to Aaron Luke. And I thought, how marvelous, as we were in the middle of celebrating these sacraments, unbeknownst to us, there was a Eucharistic minister who had come to the parish with the pyx and had taken enough of the precious hosts, our body of Jesus Christ, to take to the hospital where Heidi had just given birth. And here she was receiving the precious body of Jesus as she was the day after she had actually given birth, and to be able to receive the Lord in such a tender and beautiful way from the same altar where Zuri was receiving Jesus that day. How marvelous. And Jesse Manabusen is his sponsor. So it was the coolest thing to see Jesse there, just in love with Jesus, in love with Mama Mary, and celebrating with our family in such a lovely and tender celebration. And so I just have to include Jesse today. He has this beautiful Marian project that came out about a year and a half ago. And one of my favorite songs on this project is called My Lady. And the way that Jesse sings about the Blessed Mother is absolutely tender and lovely and beautiful. And so today, listen to these lyrics as Jesse sings for us and be blessed.
You do. your Son, our Lord Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of our Lord, please pray for us. Teach us how to love.
Thank you for always sharing such a deep and loving heart for Mama Mary and for her son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's what it's all about, you know, because Mary never draws the attention to herself. Never does she do that. She is constantly reminding all of us, her children, to go deeper to Christ. She never leaves the attention pointed to her, but literally points us to her son. She takes us by the hand and draws us deep into the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. It's amazing. And no matter what we call her, if we call her Our Lady of Lourdes, if we call her Our Lady of Guadalupe, or Mother Mary of Fatima, or if we call her, as we learned a few years ago as we rolled through the sand hills of Nebraska, the people in Nebraska call her Our Lady of the Sand Hills. You know, it's amazing, Our Lady of the Snow. It's all these lovely names. But as Donna Corey Gibson is going to sing for us, the name that I think she loves best on her ear from us, her children, is Mother. Just simply calling her Mother, or as we call in our household, Mama Mary. That tender, beautiful name, Mother. And yet behind it, the strength of a mother. The woman who gave birth to the Savior. And as we look at our own earthly mothers, you know, a mother is doctor and friend. Mother is advocate and provider. Mother is the one who makes breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mother is the one who helps to tend the scraped knees and the broken hearts. A mother is such a powerful name. And when we look at our Mother Mary, she is all of those things in our life. So let's take a few minutes now as Donna Corey Gibson sings for us, Mother.
Mother of our Creator.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you for sharing that one. And I have to go back to Jesse Manabusan for another one today, because this beautiful song of his, Woman of God, when we think of the earthly Mama Mary and we think of her being this woman of God, how magnificent, how beautiful, and at the same time, the tenderness that God allows in our life because of this woman who he chose. He knew that Mary's heart would be completely his. You know, and again, I just want to kind of reiterate, Mary had this incredible grace because from the moment that she was conceived in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne, she was in this kind of protected and beautiful grace. But God gave her that because he knew before time that she would be the one who would love him perfectly. Mary was not a puppet. Mary has the gift of free will, just like each and every one of us, but she used it perfectly. So why do we love Mary so much? Why do we, as Catholics in particular, honor her in such a lovely and tender and full way? Because God loved her first. God knew that she would give her love in return perfectly, that she would understand unconditional love, that even as we, her children, as the children of God, even as we would need a Savior because of our sin, even as Christ came to give his life in ransom for each and every one of us, and Mary watched that happen. Mary watched as he spent his life, those 3 years in particular of public ministry, as he tried to teach and to preach and to heal, as he raised people from the dead. And as long as he was doing what the people wanted, boy, how they embraced him. But that fateful day when he entered into Jerusalem, instead of allowing the hosannas to continue, how quickly the crowd turned, and how soon it was that she was watching her son be scourged and mocked and ridiculed and beaten, and a crown of thorns put on his head, and not just put on his head, but she watched as those thorns cut into his flesh, creating such horrific pain. You know, Leighton Drake is one of our artists, and not as a singer, but as a physical artist. And one of the times that he was giving a mission, he was describing humanity so well that, you know, we get a hangnail and we're whining and crying about it. You know, you're doing some woodwork and you get a sliver in the end of your finger and wham, wham, poor me, we got to get that out and hurry up and put the iodine and a Band-Aid on it. And yet when you think of the thousands of torturous wounds that entered Jesus because of the scourging, because of the whipping, because of the crown of thorns being jammed down onto his head, and Mary stood there and watched. And then ultimately, as he was nailed to that cross, in such a horrific display, and he shed his blood for us, we have the audacity every day to pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior. And we have the audacity to say to her, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me, a sinner, now and at the hour of my death, please stand in the gap. Isn't that what that prayer means? That we're asking her, pray for me, a child of yours, but a child who put your son through such a pain and agony as he is my Savior. It was not without cost. And never once in all of history did Mary ever say no. She has loved us unconditionally, and she draws us to the perfect heart of her son. That's what a woman of God does. Let's be blessed as Jesse sings this for us today. Woman of God.
Unending love, Holy Mother, full of grace, highly favored, faithful Stabat Mater, pray for us now and always. unending love. Holy Mother, full of grace, highly favored, faithful one, Stabat Mater, pray for us now and always. Unending love, Holy Mother, full of grace, highly favored, faithful one, Stabat Mater, pray for us.
For us, her children. And it began for us when the angel Gabriel came to her, stood in her room, and said, God has chosen you, Mary, and what do you say? And the world held its breath. Heaven held its breath as we waited for her reply. Would you be the mother of the Christ? And we waited for that one reply, and Mary said yes. Mary said yes, against all odds, to be the mother of Christ, to be the mother of our Savior, even as she said, but how is this possible, since I do not know man? And the angel said, the power of the Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and you will conceive of the Holy Spirit. And that is how salvation entered the world. How magnificent her yes. And how much more wonderful would our world be if each and every one of us could give that yes, to give our yes to bearing in our life the message of Jesus, to live in peace and harmony and strength, to stand against evil, and to allow the love of God to permeate this world through each and every one of us as it permeated through her. Oh, I love that prayer. And the way that Liz Owen has taken this beautiful old poetry and has written the lyric and revived this lyric into such a beautiful way, and then the music that she wrote to it. Oh my goodness, it is absolutely lovely. And this is coming out next week in her beautiful release of the new project, The Lilies Know. You are so going to want to get this project. But let's take a few moments now as Liz Owen sings for us One Reply.
You have heard, O virgin mild, you will bear a son, and not by man, but by the Spirit, freedom shall be won. Shall sinners be remade? masters of old. Soon give your word, answer quickly to the Lord. In your answer weighs salvation and our sins.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you for sharing that beautiful, beautiful prayer from so many years ago into such a lovely revised lyric and music. It's just awesome. Now, I want to share one more of mine with you today. And this is the song Woman of Sorrow, Woman of Joy. The last time that we had this on the program, so many people sent notes in to say, please play this one more often. So thank you for that. And it is a privilege to share my music with you, along with all of these magnificent artists. And just to remind you, all of the music that you're hearing today, from Chris Padgett and Danielle Rose and Jesse Manabusen, Donna Corey Gibson, Liz Owen, can all be found at WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org. That's the website. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874. 888-880-6874. And we are here to connect you with all of the artists. And now let's take a few moments as we listen to the life of Mary in her joys and her sorrows as she journeyed with Christ and for us.
Woman of sorrow, woman of joy, woman of strength, who witnessed the truth of grace. Woman of anguish, woman of bliss,
thank you.
These amazing men who are just so giving in the way that they bring the beauty into this music, the way that they play these instruments and just share their hearts along with mine as this music is produced and made ready. And again, I want to do a reminder that if you are loving this music, please reach out to the artists. Buy this music. Don't just stream it on free things. That is not a way to help us continue bringing great music. It is thousands and thousands of dollars to record and make this music ready. So when you are touched by an artist's music, please support their work by buying the music and having a fair trade in beautiful Catholic music. And now to take us to the top of the hour, Jamie Teton. This beautiful song from her project that is called The Joy of Christmas is the Ave Maria. The beauty of this Ave, both in Latin and the beautiful English lyric that is part of this beautiful poetry that on top of the Hail Mary prayer, is just such a lovely, lovely, beautiful way of sharing her heart, sharing the love of Mary for all of us. And to ask her continued intercession on us, her children.
Maria, gratia plena. Grazia plena.
Thank you again for taking this time with us each and every week on We Sing Our Faith. Of course, that's the site, wesingourfaith.org. And until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Celebrating 2,000 years of truth, this is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Hey there, I'm Keith Downey, your host for Morning Joy, where truth matters. Join me and the team each weekday as we journey on the road to sainthood with the Holy Spirit as our guide. That's each weekday, 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern. And don't forget to stay for the clubhouse chat after the show. Please set your alarms every morning and tune in for your morning show made possible by the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Morning Joy, where truth matters.
Thank you for listening to the Guadalupe Radio Network and being part of the family. Families pray for each other. We would be honored if you would let us pray with you and for you. You don't even have to tell us your name. Just go to our website, grnonline.com, or call our prayer request line and leave us a message at 800-395-4008. That's 800-395-4008. We will be praying for you every day.
Join us in praying an Our Father for the intentions of the Holy Father, our bishops and clergy, and those of religious life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Join us in praying a memorare for families experiencing separation. May they find the inspiration for communication and the appeasement required for forgiveness. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. We pray for all your intentions daily. May God bless you.